fancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria.
Blake Sheldon, 98Q. Let's, before we get into the news, let's talk a little keyword here for this hour. Grill, G-R-I-L-L. Don't you hate it when DJs talk over the song? I hate that tune. I know. Try not to do that again. Grill, G-R-I-L-L. That is your keyword for this hour. Text it to us through the Civic Media app and you'll be in. Grill, G-R-I-L-L, your keyword for the 7 a.m. hour. Good luck, Jim.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder firebomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Salman is from Egypt and has a wife and five children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the three sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News. Canadian wildfires still causing air quality concerns in parts of the United States. ABC meteorologist Jeff Smith has more on that and some other weather issues hitting the country.
We're tracking smoke and storms. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires, of course, and storms along a cold front extending from the Great Lakes down to the south. Now, that smoke will just cause hazy skies over much of the east. No big air quality issues. But there could be air quality concerns over parts of Missouri, Iowa, all the way up to the UP of Michigan. Improving air quality, fortunately, over parts of Minnesota. Meanwhile, Saharan dust will be impacting Florida by Thursday. Dry air will limit storms and dirty sky will make for colorful sunsets.
The Justice Department saying two Chinese nationals smuggled a potential agro-terrorism weapon into the U.S. The two, who said they were conducting research, were found to be carrying a rare fungus that can potentially kill crops and make humans sick. The DOJ says the fungus was so harmful they're treating it as a national security matter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a warning about a scam going around. Text and email scams are circulating once again, with the most recent wave of scams warning of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation, and including a fraudulent link to try and get individuals to pay for the fake violation. Remember, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying you owe money. If you receive one of these messages, Do not click any links or provide personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Once again, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying that you owe money. If you receive a message saying that you owe them money, do not click on any links or provide any personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Thursday, June 5th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at Eagle Lanes in Eagle River, the Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association invites you to the Walk to End Alzheimer's kickoff event. This is your opportunity to learn about this year's Ride in Your Area Walk to End Alzheimer's, and you can enjoy complimentary appetizers and connect with fellow walkers, volunteers, and sponsors as they come together to fight Alzheimer's and other dementias. This is a wonderful opportunity to get inspired and build community support. Everyone is welcome. Bring your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, June 5th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at 534 West Pine Street in Eagle River. Hurricane season started in the Atlantic on Sunday, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an ENSO neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. On May 19th of 2025, Marnie Grigsby passed away unexpectedly at the age of 51. Marnie is survived by her grandmother, Teresa, by her mother, Marie, by her beloved husband, Jason, further survived by her children and stepchildren, William, Brittany, Dylan, David, and Tara, further survived by her grandchildren, by her siblings, Rich, Jimbo, Angie, Robert, and Christopher, and survived also by her in-laws and by many nieces and nephews. Celebration of her life to be held on her birthday on June 13th at the Lugerville School, located on County Road F in Lugerville. Open house will take place from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. All family and friends are welcome to attend. This has been the funeral notice for Marnie Grigsby. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Reds wrapping up their three-game series today. Last night, Cincinnati winning 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Pat Murphy said the crew needed more than just a couple of hits from Christian Yelich and a solo home run shot by Sal Frelick.
Everybody's got to contribute, and we had some holes in there tonight. We only mustered up five hits or whatever we did, and that's not enough, especially when you only drew two walks, I think. You know, you got to do something else to create offense. Credit to their pitching staff, to Hunter Green and their bullpen, and great play by Friedel at the end of the game to change the game. You play to the last pitch, and you know he made the play.
NFL OTAs, the Packers' Kenny Clark revealing he had surgery in January after playing all last season with a broken toe.
I heard it in the Brazil game.
What was the surgery? Did you have a screw put in?
Nah, I had a bunion, bone spurs. Yeah.
That's defensive end Kenny Clark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, good luck to the Prentice golf team. They're golfing over at Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake today. First golfers go off shortly before 10 o'clock this morning. They're looking to advance to state for the second year in a row. We'll be talking with our area track athletes from Phillips at about 8:45 this morning. Coach Olson, Coach Soha, and the Phillips State qualifiers will join us on Reality Radio. A lot of the baseball games from yesterday got rained out. A few of them did get in the Shawamigan, lower part of the Shawamigan Regional, but Spooner and Cumberland, that game rescheduled to today. Shawamigan and Northwestern, that game rescheduled to today at 5 o'clock. You'll hear the Shawamigan baseball game with Steve Jetland this afternoon, and that'll be at 5 o'clock over on Trail Mix 103.1. Tomahawk, they played their game yesterday at Elk Mound. Actually, they played that game on Monday, and Tomahawk fell to Elk Mound. Elk Mound advancing on in the lower half of that Shawamigan sectional. And the state track meet, of course, going on this weekend. Good luck to all of our area athletes as they compete in lacrosse this weekend.
Northwoods weather. We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there this morning, but that should gradually clear through this afternoon, and then we will get a bit of a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Sunny this afternoon, 78 the high tonight, partly cloudy, 47 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 98 Q
Country. It's easy to be observational when you're from somewhere like Alabama and you move out west. Everything kind of shows up to me, you know? Like, I own a bunch of popular clothes on accident. There's this big hipster movement going on that's going full circle right back to me that I never saw coming. And some of y'all will understand this. If you go to any coffee shop in any decent-sized city, the person serving you that latte these days is going to be wearing a whole lot of Carhartt. When I was growing up, Carhartt meant that you were real country, you know? Your dad might be a plumber. Y'all were into deer meat, you know? Math wasn't something you got excited about. Carhartt was different in the 90s. Now everybody's got it on, and it's mind-blowing. I got it for every Christmas. I mean, my whole life, and my dad would say the same thing every time. That right there is going to last you forever. Carhartt's famous because it doesn't shrink when you watch it. It doesn't hang on fences. But, I mean, when you're 14, you don't want coveralls. My parents would be like, Derek, we'd like for you to get a girlfriend. And I had to tell my mom, y'all just bought me overalls. I drive Dad's truck. You make my lunches. There's a rumor at school that I've got a family, Mom. I look like a working man. I do. Everybody thinks I'm punching in and out, you know?
Let's go. Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Keyword this hour is grill, G-R-I-L-L. Get that to us on the Civic Media app. Brewer tickets and cash and much more. And our Scotty text to win summer contest.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're back. Your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best thing. Kiss. after that long wound. After that, and I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? You gonna kiss me or not? We'll be right back.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, 98Q Country. Keyword, 7 a.m. keyword. We're giving away a couple of brewer tickets, club-level brewer tickets, and you can win those and be in for the Scotty Summer Getaways to Door County and the Dells. Just text us a keyword, which is, what is it? Good question. Grill, G-R-I-double-L. Grill, do that sometime this hour. Civic Media app, free to put on your Android or iPhone. It's another Scotty Summer text to win contest. 98Q Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you want to roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got us, take it back to the field we had our first date, find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other main street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home, keep our roots where they've always grown, find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown, find a fixer up or down. Time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. birds I used to hunt. Well, don't worry, babe, I've got your back. And I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I want. Sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks.
BP there. And ticks in 98Q country. Sun coming out. We'll get this fog burnt off if it hasn't already where you are. The air quality advisory will continue until noon with some of that smoke from the Canadian fires. Joel here, Joel Karnick, The Morning Show. Good to have you with us. We've got some good local stuff with Reality Radio. We're going to talk a little bit with Tanya from Catkins, get updated on what's going on out there. We're going to talk with our Shawamigan baseball coach, Jake Herbst. They have a big game coming up today, so we're going to have him stop on in and chat a little baseball. Phillips Track, we talked with the Shawamigan Tracksters yesterday. We'll get that archived, by the way, in our podcast section of 98Q as soon as somebody gets off their keister and gets that done. Phillips Track this morning, 8:45, we'll get Coach Olson, Coach Soha, and the qualifiers on with you. And then, Big G's going to swing by, I think. Actually, he's going to call in from a remote location. So we'll see what else we have up for you on Reality Radio. The reality is sometimes people show up that we forgot. We forgot to write it down, and you never know who shows up. So it's coming up from 8 to 10 this morning. Your keyword this hour, by the way, is grill, G-R-I-L-L, grill. Send that to us right now through the Civic Media app. Do that in the 7 o'clock hour. I believe we're giving away brewer tickets. We're giving away $100 bills. Every time you enter, you're in for summer stays in Door County and the Dells. I think we had Chris from Park Falls take home $100, I believe, yesterday. This is our statewide Civic Media contest, but we do pretty good here. Yeah, so shoot us at grill, G-R-I-L-L. Keywords at 7-11, 2 and 4 today. I realized something the other day, and it's pretty amazing when you get older that when you realize something, bing, the light goes on in your head. Social media can stress you out, right? I mean, we find ourselves listening to, logging into social media a lot during the day. A lot of people do. And if you don't, keep doing what you're doing. Just, you know, back, it has its purpose, but not every second of every day. And I was thinking about the stress of National fill-in-the-blank day, National fill-in-the-day week, National fill-in-the-day month, and they're everywhere. I don't know about you, but I feel stressed out sometimes that I don't observe them more. You know, I'll get a message or there'll be something on Facebook that, today is National Siblings Day, whatever it may be. It's just like, all right. I get along really good with my three brothers. We're all fine. I might take the time to text every one of them and say, hey, National Siblings Day. Happy National Siblings Day. It sounds like, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Joel, maybe you're not such a good brother. But that times every day. Like, today is National Hug Your Cat Day. So if I don't go home and hug my cat, I don't love my cat apparently now? All right. Today's National Clean Beauty Day today. No idea what that is. Today is National Safe Day today. Founded by, I know there's meanings behind these. I know. National Cognac, C-O-G-N-A-C. I always get confused how to say that. Now that, I'm in. today is National Old Maids Day today. Not necessary. Today's National Cheese Day. Now there you go. That's something. But this is Wisconsin, and it's every day. So I see every day the things of, you know, today take a moment to thank fill in the blank during National Fill in the Blank Day. It's a lot of obligation, and I feel a little bit like a jerk for even, you know, saying that I don't want to observe this day. How about just every day I'm thankful for you, all right? I'll say a little prayer for you. I'm thankful for you, all right? There's millions of them. There's just millions of them every single day. And all those are just today. Tomorrow. Here, I'll prepare you for tomorrow. Tomorrow is National Ketchup Day tomorrow. Ooh. Tomorrow is National Start Over Day. No. Tomorrow is National Veggie Burger Day today. Tomorrow is National Moonshine Day. Well, now you got my attention. National Moonshine Day. Tomorrow is National Gingerbread Day today. Not going out of my way. If you own a shop where you serve gingerbread, well, congratulations on your gingerbreads. We celebrate it all. We have... was that? I felt like I was on a podium there for just a minute. It wasn't meant to be a podium. It was just meant to be make you aware that when you see those things and you don't respond to it, don't feel guilty. All right? Don't feel guilty. Just recognize it every day if it's something you believe in, I guess. We have baseball this afternoon. We get that Shawamigan baseball game over on Tromix 103.1. Pretty much everything in the north here got delayed from yesterday. The Mellon softball team, they're going to play their game today. They're going to play host to Northwood Solon Springs. That's a sectional game. And Rib Lake also, good luck to them. They're going to be at Thorpe today. Both of those games pushed back from yesterday. And again, the Shawamigan baseball game was supposed to be played yesterday. But they'll play that today and we'll have it for you. Brewers coming up at 11:05, early Brewer game today. Heartbreaker last night. They had one taken away right at the buzzer, right at the last out. Last night, 11:05, Brewers and Reds. That's a rubber game of that three-game set now. 11:40 will be first pitch. Brewers will take Thursday off, and then they'll host the Padres, who are coming to town for a weekend series, 7:10, 6:35, and 12:05. Sports world a little crazy right now. The NBA likes to fire coaches after success. Usually, history says that if a coach does not succeed, does not make the playoffs, that they fire them. But now the NBA is in a pattern where they like to fire people right after they're named coach of the year. There's been a lot of them over the last 10 years that have been named the NBA coach of the year. And then the next year, not good enough, you're fired. Tom Thibodeau, head coach of the Knicks, fired after taking the Knicks farther in the playoffs than they've been in 25 years. And they fired him. I don't know. I just kind of get the feeling that maybe some of these teams, maybe Knicks fans, they just don't like success. They're like, oh, we're getting too good now. Time to get rid of you. Because I thought Knicks were pretty good. I thought they did pretty good to get as far as they did. And a couple of bounces here or there of the basketball, and they might be playing in that NBA Finals. Crazy. The NBA is a whole different animal, though. There's a lot of... I don't know how you describe it, but it's a different beast. The coach of the NBA is just different than other entities. It's about managing a lot of personalities. It is, and it's a very unique position to have. So he's out, Tom Thibodeau out. Where's Giannis going to end up this offseason? I want to say he's not going anywhere, but then I keep hearing that, you know, he's open to it. He's open to the discussion. If he comes back to Milwaukee, they're probably not going to be very good next year. They can't afford to be because they got Dame Lillard's contract lingering out there, and he's not going to play probably hardly at all next year. A lot of other teams obviously want him. So we'll see how the Giannis thing plays out. For Bucks fans, if you lose Giannis, Bucks fans, then it's a reset. Then you're back to you're winning 20 games next year, maybe. You're back to a reset and you draft high. But like I said last week, if you can get a real good number one pick for the next couple of years or more, you know, maybe. Maybe you do it. But, man, when you get that really good player, like Giannis with the Wolves and Anthony Edwards, or Giannis with the Bucks and Anthony Edwards with the Wolves and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with Oklahoma City, it's hard to find that one person. And it's hard to give them up because you may not get one back for a long time. Torn between two decisions with Giannis. I don't know. I think... I don't want to see Giannis leave the Bucks, but then on the other hand, I'm just like, team comes up with a lot of really high picks, and maybe. We'll see. 7:36 here at the 98Q Morning Show. Your keyword is grill, G-R-I-L-L. Get that to us through the Civic Media app and our Scotty Text to Win contest. Twice an hour news and sports. We get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The family of the suspected Boulder firebomber has been detained and is expected to be deported. Mohammed Salman is from Egypt and has a wife and five children. He told police he had been plotting the attack for more than a year. The 50% Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum products being imported into the U.S. took effect at midnight. Shock and grief in Washington State. As of going on 20 years, the police there say they don't think they've had a situation that's prompted tears to come up among police. They felt for the family, says Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. He's talking about the three sisters, ages 5, 8, and 9, who were found dead near their father's vehicle at a campsite. They had been on a scheduled visitation with him. Iran's supreme leader says that he is criticizing an initial proposal from the United States in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Al-Khamenei is not rejecting it outright, however. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Ashland County Sheriff's Office is proud to announce the first successful deployment of its newest canine member, Canine Doc. On May 28th, during only his second day working alongside his handler, Deputy Andy Seitz, Canine Doc made a significant contribution to law enforcement efforts in the community. During his first deployment, Canine Doc alerted on a vehicle operated by Joshua Prince, a 43-year-old resident of Ashland. This alert led to the discovery and seizure of 14.8 grams of methamphetamine, cash, THC, and drug paraphernalia. Following the seizure, Joshua Prince was arrested and charged with possession with intent to distribute, possession of illegally obtaining prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bail jumping. The Sheriff's Office is very proud of the new K-9 team's early success, and K-9 Doc has already proven to be a valuable asset to the department, and his keen sense and quick alert helped remove dangerous drugs from the community. The Sheriff's Office looks forward to many more successful operations with K-9 Doc and Deputy Seitz working together. Sunday, June 29th at noon, over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, you're invited to the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. This will feature a $10 pork barbecue meal, a pie auction, basket raffles and fun, live music, and a chance to meet adoptable dogs. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at noon, over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats are making another push for new gun violence legislation. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529, were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Andraca.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills. But at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Reds wrapping up their three-game series today. Last night, Cincinnati winning 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Pat Murphy said the crew needed more than just a couple of hits from Christian Yelich and a solo home run shot by Sal Frelick.
Everybody's got to contribute, and we had some holes in there tonight. We only mustered up five hits or whatever we did, and that's not enough, especially when you only drew two walks, I think. You know, you got to do something else to create offense. Credit to their pitching staff, to Hunter Green and their bullpen, and great play by Friedel at the end of the game to change the game. You play to the last pitch, and you know, he made the play.
NFL OTAs, the Packers' Kenny Clark revealing he had surgery in January after playing all last season with a broken toe.
I heard it in the Brazil game.
What was the surgery? Did you have a screw put in?
Nah, I had a bunion, bone spurs. Yeah.
That's defensive end Kenny Clark with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, Prentice Golf playing at sectionals over at Turtleback and Rice Lake. Good luck to Coach Haken and the boys looking to make a return trip to state. The Lakeland boys also doing the same, trying to qualify for state in the team golf competition. We have regional baseball going on today. Shawamigan will travel up and over to Iron River, Wisconsin to take on Maple Northwestern today, 5 o'clock. We'll have that game over on 103.1. You can listen on the Civic Media app and on trailmix.fm. The winner of that game will get the winner of Spooner and Cumberland. They were also rained out yesterday, so they'll play that contest today. And same thing with softball. A lot of rainouts yesterday. Mellon will play their game today as they'll host Northwood, Solon Springs, and Rib Lake. The two seed will travel to Thorpe in sectional softball today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northwoods Realty and Property Management. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodwi.com.
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there'll also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you
you like free money? Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there this morning, but that should gradually clear through this afternoon, and then we will get a bit of a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Sunny this afternoon, 78 the high tonight, partly cloudy, 47 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
Keyword grill, G-R-I-L-L. Get that to us before 8 o'clock, and you'll be in our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. 98Q Country. Toby Keith.
I was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. My way to the bar, shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stool, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on. And a lot more action. Well, she was fighting them off at a corner table. She had somebody please get me out of here. The look she shot me through the glass refraction said a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk. More action.
Since 1979, Coop's Pizza has been a Hayward, Wisconsin favorite. Now they're bringing their famous family recipe pizzas to bars, restaurants, resorts, convenience stores, and small grocery stores. And they want you to be part of it. With their tasty frozen varieties, customers will love every bite. And don't worry about stocking up. Tim, the Coop's Pizza delivery guy, will keep you supplied with fast, dependable delivery. Email info@coopspizza.com or message Coop's Pizza on Facebook and give more people a chance to love Coop's Pizza.
Get ready for the camping season with help from Bader Sports Center. They have tents, sleeping bags, cookware, and outdoor games to make your camping adventures comfortable and enjoyable. And to help ward off Wisconsin's unofficial state bird, the mosquito, pick up Thermacell appliances and repellent refills, as well as a full line of repellent sprays from Coleman. Whether you're a backwoods tent camper or a campground glamper, Bader's has what you need to make your time in Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods fun and relaxing. Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Lynn Snuckle, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Baugh, Wyalowski, CPA, and Phillips. For all your bookkeeping accounting needs, call 715-339-6985.
At the Barnett Business Center, they're more than just landlords. They're allies to small businesses. They believe in using their voice to help tenants grow and be heard. That's why they're not just promoting the business center, they're highlighting the incredible local partners making an impact in Barnett. Together, they're fueling entrepreneurship and building a strong business community in the North Woods. Want to be part of something bigger? Join the Barnett Business Center today. Call 715-264-4892.
Our reality radio comes up after 8 o'clock. We've got some good local guests coming in, talk a little Catkins, talk a little baseball, a little track with our state qualifiers, and we'll see what else. Our keyword this hour is grill. Text that to us right now in the 7 a.m. hour. G as in big G. G-R-I-L-L. Grill, that's your keyword. Another one in the 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. We'll be popping in during the Brewers and getting you updated. We alternate some hours to give away Brewer tickets, a couple of club-level Brewer tickets. Other hours to give away $100 cash. Chris from Park Falls won $100 yesterday. Hey, and every entry you do gets you in for a Scotty Summer getaway to Door County and the Dells. It's our Scotty Summer text to win contest. Put that. What are you? It's to the point now. We've done this long enough, okay? I'm going to start to get a little stern. I'm going to be the parent after you didn't clean your room for the third time, okay? I'm going to say, what are you waiting for? Put that app on your Civic, on your Android or iPhone, all right? All right? You got until noon, and then I'm going to find you. So put that on your... Oh, too much, Joel. Put that on your Android or iPhone, your Civic Media app, and win some stuff with us in our Scotty Summer giveaway. I'm pretty sure that's how the promo was written right there.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
98Q Country. Country.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. Been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn. Lined up behind me like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state paid road, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job. job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop. If you don't like the way I'm driving, get back on the interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver. Hogging up the road on my flower. Chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadlines. The cussing in me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't going any faster. So just smile and wave and tip your hat to the man up on the tractor. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay. I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver. Hogging up the road on my plower. Chugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower. Chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
Craig Morgan, 98Q. Keyword this hour, grill. You got 2 minutes. It expires at 8 o'clock, so get that to us through the Civic Media app. Grill, G-R-I-L-L. Brewer tickets, $100 in cash. Chris from Park Falls won $100 yesterday. Why not you? Get to the news and reality radio next. 98Q.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I want to feel its way. I want to feel its way. And put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink. Smoke a little smoke. A little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feelings flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Dig down, find my glass, fill it up, take
me back. Kick back, give a blues a spin. Break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match. Light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know. Baby, might take all night, but I'll maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC senior Washington.